Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, yo.
We are back.
Back in the building, fellas, for another edition.
Man, this is another edition of Straight Outta Low
Cash. We gonna have somebody on, guest on later on?
We actually are. We will have a special guest on the show, man.
We'll leave that as a special little thing. We'll bring him in the second segment.
Yeah, that's all cool. Right. We can definitely
all
do
right.
That.
Let's do some housekeeping stuff, because people tell us we will need to do housekeeping at the beginning of the show, because they want to get all the show at one time. Keep hitting us up on our email at straightolc@gmail.com. As well as, you know, you can donate some money to us. Shout out to our man Micah, who donated some dough to us.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, man. You looking out, brother.
If y'all keep donating, we can get some more mics.
Right.
We got half a mic right now.
We be passing mics around up in here like blunts.
You can hit it. Go ahead, you hit it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Hit that up if you went to a straight OLC. at .podbeam.com, and if y'all even give us a little bit more money, we gonna make a whole full website.
That's what we trying to do, man. We want to be seen. I've been lifting weights and shit like that, so ladies, I know y'all want to see these.
And
guns.
We can do some video shit with Javon, just lifting weights for the ladies.
You can videotape that.
I'm not doing that though. It's gonna be a single camera.
I don't even feel right about you suggesting. I think I was cool by myself.
But it's gonna be your own camera in there with you by yourself.
Like on MSNBC Lockup when they get on their camera.
Yeah.
They have them in their room by themselves.
Is that what they do?
They give them a camera and they let them have the camera. And,
oh, that's right. They do. I was thinking that somebody would be sitting there interviewing.
No, they do their own test. Well, I'm saying they do have it where they actually interview them, but then they have it to where they give them the camera and they give their testimonials overnight and stuff like that. So
we could do it like, well, we don't want to like lock up too much.
Right, no, we don't. Booty is more important than water. No, we don't want that, so.
No, that's, man, I keep never believing he's going to get out of jail, bro.
Yeah, ain't.
You don't think he is? You don't think they're going to let him out?
No, they're not going to. They're going to look at that episode and find something he did. Hey, Fleece, you left your lunch tray out 10 more years. They're going to find something. find some reason to leave him in there a little bit longer than what he thought he was going to be in there for. He can't wait to get out. He's going to rape Chris Hansen for real.
You think he's going to go back for real and get him?
What's this cartoon y'all say y'all got out here about me? I want to see that. Oh, okay. So they wanted to make jokes about it. Okay. Well, that's cool. Time for me to set him up and get some booty.
We going to set him up to get booty?
Mm-hmm.
As well as you can hit us up on our voicemail at 206-339-0966. That is it. We don't have any emails or voicemails this week. But we do have a topic, though, for everyone.
What's the topic?
10 worst rappers of all time. We talked about it a little bit on the last show. We want people to give feedback. So, 10 worst rappers of all time.
I know Crunchy Black is on the list.
Definitely on the list.
Yeah.
OJ Juice Man is on the list.
OJ Juice Man is definitely on the list.
Silk the Shocker is on the list.
Okay, he's on the list.
Tony Yayo is on the list.
Definitely.
I also have, I'll pull it up for you right now, the preliminary list I had. Anybody else that you had offhand before I pull it up, Javon or Ted?
Oh, shit.
Nah, those are all the ones we named last week.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, there's somebody else I could think of.
Yes. No, Play Flies. No, Play
Flies.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No. Magoo was on the list.
Okay, Magoo was definitely on the list.
Future. We don't want to put Future on
who
the list.
Who made that song back in the day? Dang, man, it was two dudes. And one dude, he was like real light skin. The other dude was dark skin. It was during the...
Talking about Smiling South Star?
Yeah.
The one dude was Asian, and the other dude was dark skin. Yeah. You didn't want to put them on there?
I had to hear the song again, man. See which one.
It was kind of suckerish. I don't know if they one of the worst rappers. They might be one of the worst sucker rappers.
Okay.
What about Waka Flocka?
Definitely.
Birdman.
You know, I got my youngin' Weezy with me. You know the thing, Gil.
Lil Zane.
Zane, yes. He ain't gonna try to beat Tupac, nigga.
Okay, we'll put Future on there and see people debate it.
I ain't gonna say
he ain't got enough material to be that whack yet.
Look, the reason I'm not gonna add. He can't understand what he's saying. This is why I'm not gonna say Future, because I don't even consider him a rapper. I don't. Yeah. I just think Future just makes music. He makes some shit be catchy. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, some of the shit you in the car, I can rock with some of Future shit. But I wouldn't even say he's a rapper. I wouldn't say that at all. Damn, Ren didn't want to make artists. No, let's do rappers.
I said everybody else in D12 but Proof.
Man, D12, they was cool. They was good. Swifty, McVeigh, Canava.
Nobody knows anybody but Proof in D12. And Bizarre, because he's Bizarre.
I would say Bizarro.
I think D12 was
Bizarre. Bizarro was selling his music on Craigslist for rhymes.
Like, I know. But the D12 album was dope. Y'all, I mean, you say it was... Come on, Rem. The first D12 album was horrible. Ooh, that's why I was working at the music
store. We sent so many back. Oh, really? Yeah. Huh.
All right. I didn't think it was horrible. I liked it.
Well, let's go in. I'm trying to think of anything else that we had housekeeping wise. Straight OLC@gmail.com. What's your Twitter, Javon? I want everybody's Twitter.
Oh, my Twitter is Javon, Jovan, Bibs, Bibbs, @. No, that's it.
That's it.
Javon at Javon Bibbs.
60-sec marathon, 60SECMARATHON.
And then Rim is
DJ Reminisce10@gmail.
Cool. Damn, the nigga sound like R. Kelly on 12, but DJ Reminisce.
No compare on R. Kelly, go get bad.
DJ Reminisce.
He shut this shit down. You talk about R. Kelly.
DJ Reminisce. I pee on your records.
But like I said, hit us up on our emails. More emails. Also, shout out to, we were number 3 on Podbeam's comedy shows this week.
That's dope. That's dope.
Number 3. It's on, and actually, we're technically number 2 because one of them is in Dutch. So I don't think nobody even in our clientele would even listen to that. So
right. So the thing, and that's out of how many other stations?
I mean, you're talking about thousands of podcasts.
I think that's pretty dope, man. And we really appreciate all of our listeners, man.
Yes,
and,
yeah, we definitely.
You know, we just want to we want to be on, like, you know what? I was listening to Shade 45 this weekend, mm-hmm. man. I think our show will go very well
on
Shade 45. I was listening to him. I said, dude, Shade 45, somebody make sure, somebody send a link to them, let them know, straight out of Low Cash.
Why don't we just make up an email and send them a link?
Saying we want to be on Shade 45?
No, dude. Man, it's this great ass show y'all need to check out.
Yeah.
We all set up for different accounts. We make up accounts.
I made troll accounts. We send up my troll accounts.
Yeah. So my troll account is going hard body on niggas.
For real.
I'm hard bodying motherfuckers out in these streets.
I'm going to have to go out there. You hard bodying anybody that we know?
Like celebrities and stuff. And like people like when they do on dumb tweets, like them dudes that was on them thirstiest tweets things, I start tweeting them.
Any of them hit you back?
Yeah, it is like, I mean, I be on these bitches. They're like, it was all like regular stuff. Like, I mean, what you trying to say? Nigga can't be on these bitches?
Nigga, it's a different, but it's a thirst.
Hold on, let me give y'all the website. It's on our docket. It is one of the thirstiest people on. It's called thirstiestmenofinstagram.tumblr.com, and it shows every thirsty tweet that a woman can see. I'm talking about period. It's on anybody from Rosa Acosta to Lala to Kim Kardashian to regular chicks that work at Walmart. It's whoever, and they saying thirsty stuff,
like super thirsty.
Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all a couple examples.
Yeah, it's pretty thirsty.
One dude was just like, "I'll just fuck you in the back of the woods." It was something like that. He said, "What? I was like, damn!
What kind of Norman Bates?"
They do have a new show out though too, the new Norman Bates television show.
And that's who they modeled the character after. This nigga talking about fucking somebody in the woods.
Yeah, he was just like, "Hey, hold up, I'm finna pull it up here." Thirstiest men of. So, I mean, because we was talking about this before, because Tech was talking about that, though, about, you know, with the thirstiest dudes.
And I was telling Tech we need to do something, make a thirsty something, but.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm going to just do y'all, like, 5 or 6 of them for comics. It's the thirstiest men of Instagram.tumblr.com, if you want to check it out yourself. some dude named Tariq underscore Fly. I was tweeting cats, though. Like, if you tweet them, I would tweet them. Like, find a Twitter name and tweet them. No, I got a treat for those mangoes to hang on.
It's a chick with her cleavage showing.
Yeah. All right, this chick is a white girl with a big booty with the little flash. You can't see her face. His name is Lou Don.
Yeah, that's so gay what he just said.
I want to sex you.
I want to sex you.
And he describe what he looks like, Javon.
He looked like
color me bad.
Nah, he looked like the dude to play for what's his name, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio.
With a mustache.
Yeah, he do.
All right, so the next one goes, nigga just say, I want to taste you. That's on a chick with a picture, just
a regular picture.
Yeah. Nothing special about it. Then you got old girl from Basketball Wives, Drea.
He said, damn.
I'll put my tongue in your ass. Come and fuck me.
Come on, guys. We got it. Come on, guys. We got to do better.
Chick just regular in the mirror. Nothing special. I'd wrestle a grizzly bear for your love.
Well, motherfucker, you'll be dead. And you should be. Go wrestle a grizzly bear right now for her love.
Another
you
chick.
Need to.
Attention horn in the mirror here. If you ever need to sit down, you can just use my face.
Nigga, your mustache is going to be gone in about a year.
Then this one is Yara Sanchez. She's actually a real model. You going to let me use those legs as a bungee rope and dive in that box and drown peacefully or nah?
Then you got to be a real pervert to type all this shit up and press send.
One of my most favorite ones, though, is a nigga got on Lala's and said, fuck it, and put his phone number on there.
Scroll down.
Oh, no. He just said, fuck it, and put his phone number on there. I would suffocate myself in that box and go right to heaven.
That's the
same dude from the picture above. Keep this in mind. There's two pictures above that say dude was just thirsting on another chick picture right there. That's the same dude.
Why is this guy lily padding with the thirst?
It's the same chick? Oh, he doesn't. There's two different chicks. No, he's thirsting all over. Yeah, it's the same dude.
He's going crazy with the thirst. Come on, man. Get yourself a cup.
This nigga here is actually pretty ingenious with this. He says for chick in the middle mirror just taking a picture, one day, if you play your cards right, my penis could be all yours.
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny, for real.
Yeah. One dude just said, fuck it. I'm going to say this for a chick. She's got a little lingerie on, kneeling down. I'd bust a fat nut on those tits.
Fat nut. He capitalized fat.
That is hella funny.
Now, this nigga's nasty. This chick's laying at the pool.
On her
and
stomach.
He say, I licked the sweat right off the crack of your ass.
That nigga must be, that's the thirst, man. Make you do shit like that.
Then this dude was talking about rape. For a chick that just got on some jean shorts in a mirror, me and Ross about to slip it in your drink.
That's attractive.
Right. That's really going to get the chicks for you, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just want you to jack me off with your feet. that's just some of them. But the one with Lala, where the dude said, fuck it. He just put fuck it, put his phone number next to
it. Put
his
real number.
Put a real number on there. Another dude put his phone number. It was like three girls in the picture, though. And, they was all in there. He was like, any of y'all can just give me a call and put his phone number in there. I was like, damn, if we had a motherfucker, we need to get back on these prank shit. Yeah. These motherfuckers out here putting their phone numbers out on these streets. We need to get them.
Is his phone number on there right now?
Yeah. It's on there. I could pull it down. It's going to take me a minute to scroll down to it. This nigga right here, though, with this one. Long Dick Legend. Look at this. Look how long his message is.
Yeah, we're not going to read all this
no,
shit.
No, I'm not reading that either. Yeah. Just keep in mind, this is longer than one of my blog posts.
He just wrote a fucking insane novel.
Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to find it.
We need
it.
To call one of them numbers on air today.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it, man. Hold on.
We scrolling through a bunch of... If y'all was on... If you listening to this right now, and I ain't going to lie, it's some bad-ass females on this
video. Oh, no, it is, though. I ain't going to sit there in front.
Like, I'm going to say, out of all the ones I've seen so far...
Here it is right here.
Every bit of...
Damn, you're cute. So I would do anything to have a marvelous, beautiful girl like you by my side. Love. Here, text me, hun. Put his phone number right there.
That's a California number.
That is Cali, 323. We need to call this dude on the show today.
What we gonna say?
I'm saying... I'm
what we need to... You on my girl Instagram?
Well, no. We need to have Demetrius holler at him.
Oh, no. We're going to have to do that at the break, man. And then another dude at Lala, though, I don't know if I can find the one with Lala. He was just like, fuck. Which is actually kind of, at least he knew he was thirsting because he just said, fuck it, and put his phone number on there. Like, I ain't got nothing to lose. Hold on. Let me see if I can show y'all this.
Go back up. Scroll up. Scroll up. Scroll up. A little bit more. Scroll up. Keep scrolling.
Scroll up.
Is that, is it, what's that, Iggy, is that that chick Iggy?
Is that Iggy, is it, the new classic? Maybe it is her, I don't know.
I like Iggy Azalea, what's her name?
Iggy Azalea.
I'll get her pregnant.
What's the other chick that got the same similar name there, the dark skin chick?
Azalea Banks.
Yeah, you know what, I get both of their names confused.
Yeah.
Is that am I the only one that's like that? I would change my name if I was one of them, like, dude, this ain't even good
that's
for
me. That's like A$AP Rocky and A$AP Rocky.
Yeah, like, here we go, right here. The one with Lala right here.
Fuck it.
Put his phone number there.
Like, Lala is going to call you. She has a multi-million dollar husband. She's going to call you. And Lord knows, where is 508? That's where is question.
That? I think that's Memphis. No, Memphis is 901.
Do Memphis have more than one of them?
No, that's Arkansas. Oh, my bad.
508 is Arkansas?
I think 508 is Arkansas.
Let me see.
I can assure you, Lala Anthony is not calling
it's Massachusetts.
Arkansas.
It's Massachusetts.
I'm waiting for
it. 508 is Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, no.
It says Farmington, Massachusetts.
It's close.
Foxborough.
It's close to New York.
Close to Boston and shit, yeah.
Middlesex.
Maybe he down with the Boston Celtics talking about
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. Maybe that might be one of his goons or something. He's like, hey, go on, put your phone number on there and shit.
Nah, man. Goons don't get on Tumblr. I can pretty much assure you that.
No, this is on Instagram. These are the pictures they took off.
Yeah, goons, like real goons are starting to migrate over.
Yeah, they definitely on Instagram. But let's go and get into some more topics, though. Let's go. Blind man beats up assailant. He beats a blind man, beat the brakes off this man.
Well, you deserve to get your ass whooped if he, you know what I'm saying? I wonder how did he find out? Did he smell it? It's Miyake cologne? Like,
you want to talk about this one, Tim?
No, basically, dude tried to rob the blind guy. And he said some shit like, you ain't going to see this punch coming. And kind of nicked him. Like, he tried to two-piece him. And the blind dude caught one. And when the dude went to throw the second one, the blind dude hit-checked him and just laid on him. And the blind dude beat. So the dude couldn't get up. He just yeah, and just stayed on him until motherfucking police came.
So, damn.
Yep.
Damn, dude.
You got beat up by
blind. You just going to church. You can't do nothing right.
And a nigga was 51.
You can't suck a punch of blind, dude. 27. The dude he laid on top of?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He 51.
You ain't shit, 27-year-old. I'm saying, all this stuff I'll be talking about a 73-year-old not whooping my ass. And then here you go, let a blind man lay on top of you. All this dead weight.
Clothes burned till the police come.
Right. I got him. Sir, what do you do? You can put your dick back in. Oh, no, I didn't know how that fell out.
I didn't mean that to happen. I couldn't see it.
It was an accident.
I didn't believe it was going to happen. Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, man. And these white men are beating up black people lately, man. And he blind, too, so he didn't even know if it was black or not.
He didn't give a shit.
I'm assuming it was.
Yeah, that's a complete assumption.
They don't say his name, so. Oh, he may be white. Yeah, he may be white. It very well may be white. Guy.
Give me your fucking wallet. Say not
so bright. So the not so bright part may be, you know, that language that would lean towards a black guy. But it could not be. That's a general name. That's a general European name.
Mm-hmm.
European.
It is.
Well, I know this. I'm not ever going to. Okay, I'll say this with confidence. A 70-plus-year-old man won't whoop my ass, but a blind man
definitely ain't gonna whoop
damn sure ain't gonna whoop my ass.
Like, blind anybody.
I mean, all you gotta do is sidestep, kick them in their back as hard as you can. I mean, you know, they don't even know you sidestep. I mean, let's take it. Well, I don't know, because I watch a lot of them old... The
like
old
kung fu
movies. Yeah.
It's always the one blind teacher and shit, though, that'd be wrong.
Ah, young student. And he'd be right behind you, and you don't even know it. This nigga hit you in your spine like you thought you was finna do him. Young warrior, you have a lot to learn. Pow, kicking your spine, breaking half.
Yeah, no, that's true, though. Let's keep topics flowing and going. We got some lot of good ones. Oh, man, do we want to go in the gay section of the show, or do we want to? Because there's a lot of gay topics we have.
We can say that.
Because we got
for Demetrius call.
Yeah, because Mr. C, we got.
Oh, man, Mr. C.
Kerry Rose, the dude from the Arizona Cardinals, kissing his boyfriend in pictures on the beach and stuff and saying he's not gay.
I mean, I say, look, we're going to do it how they do on the ESPN countdown. We need to go down the line. We can go to the gay ones. I say, let's go. Let's go right into it.
All
right.
Well, last week we talked about Jason Collins coming out gay. Not a big deal. He wasn't even that good in the pros, even though he got a good $20 million contract from the New Jersey Nets in 2003.
Okay.
For four or 5 years. Yes, but he only averages 3.6 points a game for his career.
Maybe he had defensive presence.
No, 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 I'm not saying he's not, though. I'm just saying, no, he's not a star. So this really is nearly null and void. You know, people like making a big deal out of it. Now LeBron James come out gay, that's when you know it's for real. Because ain't no stars coming out yet.
Nah, man.
NBA All-Star come out gay, Blake Griffin come out gay or something, though. That's when you like, damn.
Blake, okay. You like dick?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
You know, that's how you be talking to. Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
No, but I mean, but so since we had that last week, this week we've got flooded with people sending us. Shout out to all our listeners that send us articles and stuff through Twitter, email, and Facebook me and stuff with all the different topics. Kerry Rhodes, is he gay? I'm going to show you these pictures, Javon. You tell me if he's gay. He says he's not gay at all. That's just his assistant.
Who are you saying, Kerry Rhodes?
Yeah, the Arizona. Rim's going to pull up here too, up top.
Oh, you talking about the football player?
Yeah. This is what I was talking about last week. Yeah. Now, it's a whole couple of pictures, but this picture right here,
it's one worse than that.
I ain't seen no one worse than that.
It's about this one right here, though, the one where they holding each other in the pool.
All of them.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
He like an ugly woman, too.
Dude, Kerry Rhodes.
Good morning, Shane.
Ah, that is it. That is it for Low Down Dirty Shane. 10 points for Teddy.
Sausages. 1-1.
And that fool woke up.
Hey, Peach, you better come get this big wild wild.
Peaches.
This right here, this one I was talking about, dog.
Yeah, a dude holding the small of your back like that.
And looking up at you like your wife will look up at you. Yeah, man.
There's nothing wrong with him being gay.
Nah, I'm saying that right.
But go ahead and be cool. Speak your truth and live your truth, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Maybe,
man.
That's his mentee.
Be yourself. If that's you, be yourself, man. Like I said, we all have people we know that I have gay friends. So
right, then you saw a story once about your gay uncle. You felt died from AIDS or something, right?
Yeah, my uncle Gregory. Yeah, he was gay, like blatantly gay, like so. All the gay, the homophobe stuff. That's why I ain't never been a homophobe or nothing like that. It's not normal. I don't agree with it. It's not nothing I would do per se in my life. You know, but if somebody else does it. I got a cousin that's gay.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, dude,
I got some cousins. I'm tripping. A bunch of cousins is gay. So yeah, it is
a part of life, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get over it. You know. I mean, just be who you gonna be, man. I guess it's that bravado thing, and just be who you gonna be, cause you ain't gotta worry about nobody talking about you. When you being for real about it.
Yeah, I think at this point in life, we kind of putting too much focus on it. You know, on the fact
who's
that coming people
out, coming
out the closet, like I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but this next one though is not just the gay situation with it, but the fact he's got prostitutes.
Uh-oh.
Mr. C. And this one hurts my heart because Mr. C is a hip hop legend. Biggie, Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, man.
Who else? Mr. C produced, I know, and tour DJ for Big Daddy Kane, discovered Notorious B.I.G., helped produce part of Ready to Die. I mean,
well, I'm going to say it like this for Mr. C's sake.
He got caught with another, for people don't know. He got caught with his third prostitute.
Which happened to be?
Male prostitute.
Right.
It was an undercover cop this time.
He said that it was a lotto.
He said that's a lotto. But did y'all hear the interview and everything with him on Hot 97?
I heard the interview with him on Hot 97.
Didn't it seem like he was on some bullshit, though, and not being honest, though?
It seemed like
You can't be like, I'm not gay, but if I choose to be gay, I can lie about it, and that's fine.
Yes.
Like, you can't follow that. You can't give contradicting statements right behind each other and expect us to believe the first one.
My thing is, like, you got caught with the dude.
And the first time the dude was in his lap, wasn't
yes.
it? Yes. Sucking his dick.
Yes.
Out of him.
Oh, no, did
man.
He say that?
I was like, Rip made it up.
I was like, Rip just made it up.
I really prefer the mouth of men.
He said he prefers prostitution or whatever, having sex with just prostitutes in general, strippers, hoes in general. And the dude, Ebro, shout out to Ebro for the way he was questioning him. He was like, yo, like, why are you on the strip where transsexuals are at then all the damn time then if you only like women?
What was his answer for that, though?
He never really gave an answer.
I do.
Yeah. He went around it, hopped around it. And, it, you know, at the end of the day, though, honestly, I don't think it should have been on the radio that they was talking about this shit this personally.
No, I do for him, for his, I'm not even going to say.
Because he's on the radio and shit,
though. I think he probably was the one that wanted to call in and do this. I'm sure he initiated this. I'm sure they didn't call
You know
him,
what
like,
he did say at the beginning of the interview? He was like, yo, that's why I want to do this.
Right, right.
So, you okay.
I can see him getting on here and doing that himself.
But I think
man.
It made him worse.
I think it wasn't a good look either, man. I mean, for real, I guess he can't take the R. Kelly route because R. Kelly did that interview too and it made him look kind of silly. And it's like, dude, well, they actually did take the same route, both of them did, because his interview sounded real silly. Like, dude, just admit that you're gay. Because, I mean, at this point, that's what, if everybody that's listening to that, it's like you got a screen door on a closet. Like, nigga, your closet is open and we can see straight through, we can see straight through the screen right at you. You know what I'm saying? Well, you think you got your door closed, that's what I mean, but it got a screen door on it. So we can see straight up in your closet, man. You know?
But, yeah, I mean, you got caught with three different male prostitutes.
Tic-tac-toe, when you get three in a row, what's that? Game over,
yeah,
right?
Game over. Yeah. The game is over, man. Or three strikes you out, like, dude.
Three dicks you out.
I had no, if Mr. C wanted to be gay, he wanted to be gay. It's all good, man. But I think the fact that he keeps continuously lying about it and being caught with male prostitutes, if he want to have a boyfriend, be on a discreet level with it. You know, if you don't want people to know and, you know, saying anything, be on the low and just do your thing.
Right. It's famous comments I know right now.
That's real sloppy.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. He's like, I'm going to get my dick sucked. I don't care.
I don't care if you got a Robert Towns mustache or not. It don't matter.
He's straight on the corner, dude.
Right.
But it hurt me with the Mr. C thing, man. I was like, damn, man, Mr. C.
How much for that mouth?
How much for that mouth?
$50? All right, here.
Now get your mouth. Get the sucking.
Oh, man.
Get your mouth.
That's disgusting.
I mean, it's sad because Mr. C, like I said, he's been in radio for, what, 20-some years. He's a hip-hop icon, man. And more of anything, there's another lesson that we know that it's way more people gay than we assume, period.
Yeah. So my whole thing is, I mean, I know we might look at it like it might be sad that he.
It's not sad that he's gay.
Right.
That's more sad that he continuously gets caught out there with fucking male prostitutes.
Yeah.
That's sad though, because even if he's gay, he should have enough money and clout to be able to get niggas to be by, if get other gay dudes to come by the crib and fuck him.
I'm sure he can.
But why? Then why is he out on
that's
the street?
Facebook is for.
You said Facebook?
Yeah, that's what Facebook is for. Forgetting and gay dudes. He said he liked.
You like prostitutes.
What makes you like do you like crabs?
He said something about he went through a relationship where he was hurt and he just wanted to hit and quit now. And, you know, he has an addiction, you know, and stuff like that.
Right. He has an addiction.
Addiction.
D-I-C. All right. So, yeah.
So, moving forward and still in the gay section, though, Antoine Dobson says he's not gay no more.
Antoine Dawson is a motherfucking lie.
he joined whatever group.
Hebrew Israelites.
Right?
He's a Hebrew Israelite now.
Him and Chingy got a
you know the same group that Chingy joined though when he
Antoine
was
Antoine Dawson.
He's joined the same group that Chingy did when he made that song that was on Raw.
Telling y'all, I want to see if he's really true to the game. I want somebody to take a deal.
Look
though,
at that picture right
and
there
and set the deal. Him. Come on, man.
Hey,
real talk though. Real talk though. His hair looked better than a lot of chicks' hair in that motherfucking picture with that.
Oh man, Antoine Dawson. Hey,
that's a dream catcher neckline. Dog.
Antoine Dawson has some of the most beautifulest hair.
Yes, he do. He do.
This nigga hair got that. And that's definitely just for me. Or
my Pantene.
Yes.
What are some others? TCB.
And they got on a Gabriel Union wig.
Not the Gabriel Union wig.
Hey, Ren, why you gonna pull that picture up though? Hey, if y'all can see that picture, man. Oh shit.
He heard ya.
Yeah. Antoine Dawson had on some flamingo feathers on his neck on this picture, man.
But he said he read the Bible and he's been through it. He believes in the Lord, you know, now and knows that it's wrong to be gay. He wants to have a wife and kids. And so they ask him, so you don't like men anymore? He's like, it's just not right. You know,
no,
he never
Antoine,
said anything he didn't like this.
Antoine, come on now.
And this is my question, though. When you go to dicks, can you come back from being on dicks?
You know what we need to do?
Yeah.
We need to call up our special guest and ask him this.
And you talking about Demetrius?
No, Demetrius. Our special guest we got on the show.
Today. Oh, yeah. You want to give him a call?
Yeah, we can hit him up. All right, hold now. On. Yeah, we're gonna go to break.
Go to break, and then we're gonna get our special guest, and we're gonna go into that question. If you take dicks, can you come back on our team?
Right. Do you have like a woman can.
A woman can go back and forth.
Yeah.
She can play for either team. That's just maybe it's a double stand. Is it a double standard?
Yeah.
I think it's that. I agree with you, Daryl. Yes. A woman can definitely switch. Yeah,
but is it a double standard? Or
yeah,
is
it's a double standard. I agree. But
do you think most women would agree with it as well?
What?
That's when the double standard they're okay with.
They would agree that more than
did a guy. Yeah. They'll definitely agree with it before more than a guy. Like women think of a guy. Even women think if he's you know, if he switch hitting, he not just gonna go back and be right handed.
All right, well let's call our guest.
All right, well, we gonna go to our break, get in some music, then we're gonna get in our guest, Raw Gnaw, and more topics, Stroud Low Cash.
Sorry you're feeling blue, but I love all your colors. Every shade brings something new for me to discover. Show me your shadows, show me your dreams, show me the faces no one ever sees. Let me inside, I will be what you need. Don't be afraid, you are safe with me. The color shining from you, lighting up the skies, illuminates the journey through your darkest nights. And all your happiness, and even when you're blue, in all your colors, my love, I see you. Parade. Build us a castle where love can remain. Open the doors, I am here to stay. The colors shining from you, lighting up the skies, illuminates the journey through your darkest nights. In all your happiness, and even when you're
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash. We are back with introduce our guest, Javon.
Okay, this dude right here, man, this is one of my brothers, man. Like, you know, comedy on and off the field, man. One of my best friends. So I definitely had to bring him on the show. Very funny dude. Man, y'all gonna see him on his new season, Comic View, along with a lot of other new faces, man. And you know, we gonna make it happen this year. But this dude been on Bill Bellamy's Who's Got Jokes. Very funny dude. He's up in Chicago. He's the house MC at Jokes and Notes, one of the premier black comedy clubs in the Midwest, and actually in the United States for real. So I want y'all to give it up for Mr. Willie Lynch Jr. Boom. What's up, fool?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on? Hey, you know, we had a dude call in, a voicemail and everything that lived in Chicago area. He can maybe check him out.
That's what it is.
We got listeners up in Chicago. Definitely. What night are you up there? Your show, Willie, is up there.
Friday and Saturday, man. 8:30 and 10:30.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the question though.
I'm gonna let you ask. All right. Well, he got a question for you, and we were talking about Mr. C. I don't know if you know who Mr. C is.
And Antoine Dobson.
But the question was, and I said that's why I thought this would be a great point to bring you in. This was the question right here. Go ahead and give him the question again.
When you start sucking dick or taking dick or giving dick to someone that is a male, can you come back?
Look, man, like I say, man, on my album, Don't Believe Everything You Think. Once a dick hit your mustache, you're dead. Like, they had your funeral. Like, niggas, you become Beetlejuice after that. You a ghost who live in this house, and you, like, haunt people when they go upstairs and shit. You a ghost, you're dead. You can't come back.
So there's no way. Is that a double standard? I mean, like, do you think there's a double standard?
It's okay, double standard. Like, girls can do that, you know what I'm saying? But guys, you can't. I mean, like, it's over with, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, they take your social security card and everything. Like, you don't got no number no more. You don't actually exist.
They
and
do.
If people talk to you, they can actually go to jail for being demented, you know what I'm saying? Like, having a dementia and Alzheimer's. We can't talk to an invisible motherfucker right now. Like, you don't exist no more.
He telling the truth. And then, like, I want to say you get a certificate in the mail, like even if you try to sneak and suck a dick, you're gonna get a certificate in the mail. All your man points
like
removed.
In soccer.
All your man points removed, and it's gonna be and the referee gonna come to your house.
You get an envelope with a yellow card in there. One more time.
you don't get no one more time.
So it's automatic red card.
Nah, they need no red card. A referee gonna come to your house and hit you in your face with a yellow flag like that football player and put your damn eye out. Bow, that's it. No more for you, dick for the rest of you. That's all. I mean, you wanted it, you got it. That's it. Dick.
You wanted it. Oh, so that's it then. You can't come back.
You can't come back.
So Antoine Dobson cannot come back now.
Y'all heard it from Willie Lynch Jr. on the radio show. He say this is from his, this is what Willie said, and I do believe this is a great rule to live by. Once a dick hits your mustache, that's it. That's it. Like, ain't no what's next. That's it.
What if you trip and fall into the dick?
That's it. That's it. Dick hit your mustache. A raw dick hit your mustache.
A raw dick.
That's it. Matter of fact, if an uncooked piece of if an uncooked beef sausage hit your mustache the wrong way, I think that's a possibility. You can lose 40 points.
You get brought in for questioning?
Yes.
What exactly did you mean by letting this raw piece of sausage come across your lips?
It's some turkey bacon.
You got a 90-day review.
Dude, if turkey bacon hit your mouth wrong, and it ain't cooked, like hit your mouth at all, anything meat, you know what I'm saying? So, but no, mustache, dicks, no, they don't mix. So.
All right, so we'll keep willing for our next topics, man. Remember the situation with the dude, the McDonald's guy that had them girls jump over the table and come out and he beat their ass with the fryer?
Yeah, you remember that, Willie?
Yeah.
Ravon was his name. It was Ravon. That was the brother named Ravon McIntosh.
Okay. Right?
The girls just got pled guilty for assaulting him, and now he's finna sue McDonald's, too, for firing him unjustly.
Damn right, I would, too. Get that money.
And he was like, I mean, I was just getting out, you know, basically. So both, and then I guess their lesbian girlfriend. It was lesbian.
That one of them.
Yeah, that's the feminine looking. The other one.
Oh, I was like, I know the stud didn't come to court try to put on her nice clothes. Bro, and try
not
jacket.
To look like she wasn't.
Right, woman, you just
I'm
had
show you
on
the
a wave cap.
Stud, though. Hold on. Here you go, right here. That's
We're
her.
Gonna
right
see the
there.
Stud one.
There she go. That's her on the left.
Oh, man. She like Emmanuel Lewis. Man, damn. That's a stud?
Yeah.
Well, she thought she was finna whoop that dude
she
ass.
She the one that got her ass with the most, though.
Man, he was beating his. He beating her like a stray dog, man. I'm talking about behind that counter. What was he hitting her with?
The fryer. From the fries.
Dude, for real, if I owned a restaurant, I hired that nigga, man. You could know he could flip some burgers good as hell with the way he was hitting us. It was so the aim was so precise, and you know it was on point to the point where you know he can flip some good ass patties.
He gave them concussions and shit.
Yeah,
they got concussions there. So Willie, what'd you think about that whole situation with that and them pleading guilty now?
You talking about them two girls?
Yeah,
the Bull Jaggers who got beat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, shit. What else they gonna do? They jumped over there. They supposed to get the monkey knuckle put on their ass.
Yeah, he hit him with that. He hit him with the fryer, though, man. You think he went too far when he hit him with the fryer thing, Willie?
Oh, they said they ain't in a relationship no more. They broke up right afterwards. They said that they ain't even in a relationship no more.
I'm sure that one did. We can't keep getting. I need a man. I can't keep getting my ass beat like that. Now, damn. I thought you was a little bit strong.
He should have kidnapped them bitches and took them to Cleveland and kept them in their basement for 10 years.
Oh, that's lousy. That's lousy right there.
It's real lousy.
He said they should have kidnapped and got which one they would have got pregnant though.
Hey, all I know is, like, I was watching that shit on the news yesterday, and they was like, I can't believe somebody would like take someone against their will and keep them. You know, for 10 years, and I was like, "Yeah, bitch, I can't believe that either. I'm used to people doing it for 500 years. Goddamn, why do?"
Well, we might as well segue into that, man.
What's up?
Into Shownuff, aka the barber from Coming to America, saving the white women.
He saved this, and then did he kick? Did he kick the door
can
in?
Can we pull up his video rim? Can we play his video rim?
Did he really kick the door in?
He said he kicked the bottom out.
Bottom of the
because
of
okay, screen. Then I heard his interview.
They don't have it on the rim?
Then I heard his interview of him on here saying that he told the 911 operator, man, I'm standing right here with the girl, and the stuff he said, then I heard the real tape. I'm like, nigga, you didn't say none of this shit. That's like, you old lying ass dude, you gonna get on television and lie? That nigga, I heard the real tape, so he, I don't know.
What he lied? What was the difference he said from his?
He was saying that the guy on the phone was like, he called her and told him, what's the girl name? The white chick that everybody talking about, the white
Amanda
chick.
Amanda Berry.
He said, I'm standing here with Amanda Berry. He said, the dude was like, yeah, right. He's like, I told you, yes, I am. He's like, what she got on? I was like, man, fuck you, man. And like something he said, it was something on them grounds of the dude ad, but the dude, I heard the real tape. The dude was like, okay, what's going on type stuff.
All right, we gonna play his video, which is a classic video. This gonna be one of the best videos of the year.
You seen it before, Willie?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts, trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch. Okay. I go on the porch. And she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name.
Rim guy, AOL.
It was Amanda Berry.
Did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
And when did you see it? When did you see Gina?
About
he get props.
Oh, another thing, I get arrested in the middle of the street.
After the police got here, see, that girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro. Cause we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.
Man, my favorite part is later on where he go, I knew it was something crazy when a white girl ran into a black man's arms.
Hey, I mean, hey, you know, I see where you're coming from.
But this whole thing, 10 years, though, man?
10 years, but Willie said, he said 500 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but on the real, though, 10 years, man. And then one of them had a baby, though, with one of them.
Yeah, but one of
them. A six-year-old.
Dude, you know how mentally, well, for one, I'm going to say they just need to go ahead and move out that whole state, take their whole selves away from all that energy that's there. Because, man, that's crazy. 10 years and a six-year-old been raised and seeing all of this going on. Y'all been locked in a fucking basement.
Dude, they probably...
They say Amanda Berry was stanking like a motherfucker when they rescued her, G.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said she ain't
raised
in 10 years. They said that bitch smell like Beetlejuice prom pants, nigga.
Beetlejuice prom pants.
I didn't think it, dog. I knew you were going to say something crazy here.
What's crazy though, even more crazy though, is that the fact that her mom was the one though. Was Amanda's the one mom died while she was in there?
I think they said Amanda's mom died. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they went in when it was 10 years ago. So who was still alive that they don't know who was dead?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Michael Jackson.
Damn. Think about you come out and you find out Michael Jackson dead. It's a black president too. You went in a time warp, dog. Like, you went them straight up, like, in a movie.
You just got out of jail, right, nigga. He's like, when them niggas get out of jail.
But then he's in jail. He's got TVs. They know.
Maybe not. You never...
They might have had a TV, though. Nah, dude. Because she would have saw all the... She, man, nah, I don't think they had no TV. They probably let her do nothing.
She was missing. I mean, I
don't
know she was missing, but...
Yeah, you got to remember, they said they was watching TV the whole time. Like, they knew that they was coming on news and shit.
Oh, they knew. Okay. So they got to watch TV and stuff. Because I was like, man, they might be doing the butterfly still. Like, that was the only last dance they knew that was popping was the butterfly.
No.
Hey, I'm finna have to ride, though, man. The game on.
All right, Willie.
All right.
All right, Pete. All
right, Willie.
Yeah, nigga, go.
Yeah, I was like that. I was going to have him to put his Twitter out there for everybody to contact him.
Well, that nigga, he'd call back, I'm sure. He'd talk to him all the time.
All right. Overall, this whole case though, you think they gonna get the death penalty?
Absolutely, they should.
I wonder how. I'm actually interested in this case more than the bombing case, just to see like, dude, what was they on? Like, what the fuck? 10 years though. Like, you didn't want to kill these bros. I'm not saying nobody should have killed them. But I'm saying, are you gonna just keep them for 10 years?
Dude, they raped them for 10 years.
And I wonder if they were in that same house for all 10 years, or were they moving them like? Because the dude said he only been there for a year, so I don't...
He said he had, but the other people might have been there. But you're not going to just be able to move and have nobody... Dude, that's crazy, man. I mean, my prayers to the little... Especially the little kid, man.
Yeah. What you got on the tip?
Dude, that's just wild, dog. Especially for that dude living next door. You know what I mean? Like, to be kicking with a motherfucking, like, a straight human trafficker. Learning salsa moves from a nigga that got three bitches standing up in the cages in his basement.
Got them doing what's that movie you like, Rim? Caterpillar or what is it?
The Human Centipede.
God, I watched that shit though a few weeks ago, man.
Never watched it.
Oh man, I watched the second one, man. Like a part. I watched the first one and watched the part of the second one. I was like, I hate fucking Reminisce. I was like, I hate this motherfucker. But you watch this shit, and they got a new one coming out too.
Yeah, it blew up, man.
Like, they making big paper off of that shit.
They are. It's one of them throwback B movies.
But no, I don't even know what's going to be able to happen, though, with this situation. I wonder if what's going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They for sure.
And the female probably, you know, she's going to get some money from these stories and books and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, man. A made for TV movie and
yeah.
Lifetime movie. Shit, this might go straight to Paramount movie. This might not even go to Lifetime.
She need to capitalize on this, man. Use it, get her life together, go to school. Should take care of your shorty, man. Because, yeah, this is crazy. Like, my prayers go to them
for real,
so they can
like for real, for
be prepared
real.
Mentally, man, because that take a whole lot out of you to be raped and tortured for 10 years of your life against your will, you know?
She probably never thought she was going to see the light of day, dog.
Ever. Abby, I mean, you know, she was trying to escape the house. She, you know, anytime you do something like that, that's like, dude, you trying to escape a house? Escape a real house. Like, you've been in this house for years, dude. You don't know what the sunlight. Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you might see a window, but, you know, you want to go outside, dude. And you stuck in the house and you're a grown person. Nah,
well,
dude.
Well, all right, it's one of our favorite moments of the show.
What's that?
Raw or no?
Uh-oh.
Ryan.
Uh-oh. What we got? I mean, what's first,
we got Che Merc.
Che Merc.
Animal featuring Fats the Big Fella. That's a long-ass name.
Okay. Play. Check it out.
School. You do retard.
It's just me and you, so what you wanna do? Oh, you got a crew, I got mine too. Fuck a surrender, won't stop until you're through. We some animals, we some animals. We some animals, we some animals. We some animals, we some animals.
Say Merc.
Fuck a surrender, won't stop until you're through.
I'm good.
I'ma gettin' money and a mile. And I'm living the 2G dog life.
Dog life.
This that shit that I do all night. Smoking flavors, sipping on that dirty Sprite. I live a wild life, running with the wild like gorilla gang. Clips be hanging out like orangutan. Letters and numbers for names. Bullets burn like propane. Young shooters do it for fame. Here you play this life in a game.
All right.
Cut that shit off. What you got on Javon Raw now?
I have to get it.
Remin is picking up the mic for this one. So this is
garbage. Yeah, I have to get it.
This
know,
is
man.
The problem, though. He sounds like fucking Ace Hood with
Waka Flocka
and Gucci Mane all together. Didn't he say Burr or something, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know, man. I say if you, I guess you trying to get straight up amp. If it, I guess it's
garbage.
Right.
He sounds like Ace Hood, amp, though, really.
But I wouldn't rock with it. I can't rock with it.
I got no on it. What you got on it, Javon?
I'm going to say no, nah, man.
You got on a 10?
I'm going to give it an or.
You in between? Why are you in between?
I don't know. It didn't really say. I mean, we've had much worse.
This is true. But I'm just saying, in general, would you rock it, though?
I don't know.
Garbage.
I
don't know. That's DJ Reminisce in case Animal want to get to him.
Garbage.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an or. I think there's other shit I got to hear.
Okay, all right. You got no on the rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, it's some stuff that's worse, but I think with this, it just sound like what everybody doing, like the last couple of years, that, blah, blah, I'm going to bounce and all that bullshit.
Yeah, he just trying to be
good. Yeah.
So, no, the Che Merc Animal. No. Uh-huh. Next up, we got local artist Brisk with his new track.
Have I heard of Brisk?
Excuse me, bro. Let me get at you, cuz.
All right. Take it easy.
Cause they don't get into the song.
Damn, she look good, nice body, cute face. The way she running through my mind, I know she in shape. Tone like she run track, so I'm all over that. Always on the grind, but I can't wait to get back to the crib and eat and have dinner too. We gon' get it poppin', you know how Brisk do. Want some candles lit, you better light up before I get in. Royal Rumble goin', rest the moves you get put in. Better not be a light on or a kid woke. Michael Phelps high swim in it, Olympic stroke. Tonight ain't the night for all them smooth pleasant trees.
Alright, I think we cut this off now.
Yeah, what you got on Devon?
I can't rock with this, man.
No, what about you for real?
Nah, I mean, it sound good as far as like the quality,
like the actual, talking about the actual,
yeah,
like production.
Record, yeah, it was just.
I guess I heard there's the most stuff from. I mean, the song sound hype, but nah, I can't. I mean, I wouldn't rock with it.
What you tell?
Yeah, I think I gotta agree with that one.
Yeah, I'm under or.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna bump it, but I wouldn't say it's trash either, though.
I'm not saying it's trash, but it's just, I mean.
I guess we've had so many bad songs. All right,
that I'm gonna give him an or then, too. I'll give him an or.
I think we've had so many bad songs that it's like, if we say no, it's like, it's ridiculously bad.
Yeah,
no,
I'm gonna give him the or.
It's not whack. It's just.
It doesn't do anything. Like, it doesn't take me somewhere else.
Right, right. So I'm gonna give him an or.
Yeah, it does. It's a basic track.
Right.
That'll be on the album.
It's in the middle.
It's like one of them songs on a soundtrack where you just like, okay, cool. Like, you just, you know, ain't nothing pressing you on the soundtrack.
Right.
But it's not bad either. All right, this next one is Can I Hear the Children Cry? I don't even know the artist. Did it say by the bottom there who it is, Rim?
Turn this up, Rim. Turn this up. Turn this up, man. Please turn this up. I know this dude gonna say a rap or something.
I can hear the children cry. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia. Tiny little tears, smaller than adult tears. Oh, I can hear the children cry. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia. Small little tiny tears, smaller than adult tears. I can hear the children cry, louder than the loudest sound.
Oh, that was on Tim and Eric. Okay.
What is it on? What was it on?
Tim and Eric.
What is Tim and Eric?
The Tim and Eric show that's what I was like, Dr. G was talking about. It come on Comedy Central.
So this is a fake?
Yeah, I mean, it might be real, but they just
found it.
But yeah, but they some weird. I mean, it's a weird show.
Okay, so what you got on this, Javon?
Then I'm say that's raw. I like that. Yeah.
You like that Astrid and Simpson?
Yeah.
Astrid from Astrid and Simpson hair?
Dang right. That's how you're going to rock it. Rock it that way.
Smaller than adult tears.
Yeah. Just because the
louder than the loudest sound.
The special effects. Man,
nigga.
Then he doing it from a karaoke machine. So.
And it's got that basic ass Casio beat on it.
Yeah. He's serious though.
Yeah. So you think you could put him with your dad, Mr. Biggs, and make a song?
My daddy on that real shit, man. My daddy can't. Nah,
so the street shit, he can't go that way.
Nah, that dude can't.
Who would you pair him with though? Who would you pair him with?
Some
people we've had on Raw. No, anybody.
Come on, him right here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Him and Sean Fury.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. Damn right, him
Sean
and Sean Fury
singing and rapping on it though, because you know Sean Fury do both.
And Sean Fury dance around him while he's singing, and then when it gets to Sean Fury singing, poor dude could dance around. Yeah, they can come up with something creative. I'm sure.
I think that'll blow up though. I think that'd be the route to go. And it bangs too on it.
Yeah. Bangs.
Your boy Bangs. Remember the boy Bangs?
Your boy Bangs.
Like, going to the movie. I'm gonna take you
to the movie, Johnny.
You know what? That's good thinking. He might. That
be the banger.
Compliment each other.
So your boy Bangs, what's his name again? Rim.
Danny
Mothers.
Oh, it doesn't say it on there. Okay. Him the children cry dude. Sean Fury, your boy Bangs. That's platinum.
Triple threat, baby.
And Bangs gonna get you the international. He getting that Senegal for you though, that
dang
Nigeria,
right.
All that over there though. He got that international appeal already popping.
Like the blood diamonds.
Ooh, I love it. The blood diamonds.
Yeah, for real. All
right, we're gonna go to our next break, man. We'll come back. Just a couple more topics, and we'll be out here on Stride Lowcast. Straight out of Lowcast.
Oh,
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash. We are back. We are back.
Gia. Right. Gia.
Lauryn Hill, man. She going to jail, man, for 3 months. Even though she tried to she tried to pay back the taxes, man. What you got, Tip?
Hey, man. Breakdowns happen. She still didn't somebody say they were gonna pay her.
Yeah, but they paid it for her, but they still like Iris is like, you know, you still gonna go to
months. See, we gotta set an example. Like, you can't just fuck around and think. I mean, it's sad because, you know, she's a legend in the game, man.
She'd be cool. All she got to do is get out and make an album. She'd be all right.
Well, she dropped a new song.
I mean, 3 months.
She ain't going to be with the regular population.
Nah, she not. You know, I think it's just for them.
Where is she going to jail at, though?
It's going to be federal. They don't say where she's going to be at. But she got 6 kids, though. That's what trips me out.
Man, them kids good.
No. I'm just saying in general, you just wouldn't think that she would just be having 6 kids and shit, you know.
All of them by Damon Marley.
Yeah. Six? Yeah, by Rohan Marley. It's Rohan Marley, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 kids. 6 of them. So,
make music?
He be doing stuff with Steven and Damien in the background, kind of, you know, playing musical shit. Maybe he got some music out too, but he must have been in the background with Steven and Damien and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, he been more in the background, but. You know, she was going hard at the government and everything, saying that, you know, they treating her like a slave. So, I guess, what do you expect?
Well, man, I'm just saying it like this. She'd be cool. Go ahead and do these 3 months and bring us some banging-ass music, Lauren.
I don't think she's going to ever come out banging music again.
Shit.
What do you think of this last track that she released?
I ain't know none of that stuff.
Recently?
Yeah.
She released something?
Yep. There's a couple of singles.
It's what? She released more than one single?
Like two.
I only heard one.
What's the name of it?
Something City. Electric City or something like that.
Is she rapping on her?
Mm-hmm.
She it for real?
Yep.
What?
It's cool.
I'm saying, is it El Boogie, though?
Yeah, but it's on some conscious stuff. Yeah.
That's cool. Shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's appreciated. But
I'm definitely going to listen to that. I ain't know that, man. When it come out?
But play it for us, Ren. Let's see if we can pull up and play it for us. We'll play a piece of it.
Hey, I want to hear that.
We do an extended edition of Raw Non real quick.
I ain't heard Lil Boogie new stuff, man. Yeah, no, I went to go see her concert. Did y'all?
Yeah, that's what I went to see her when she was with Outkast.
No, I saw her the last time when she came here.
When did she come here after that?
She was at the pageant.
Come to the,
at the pageant.
She came hella late.
Yeah,
She came like an hour late.
She did everything real fast.
In the beginning, but then she's flipped it and did her stuff regular on the second half.
Neurotic.
So she flipped it. I was with, shout out to Big Tim from Sweetie Pies. Me, Tim, Janae, and my son, Mama. I took her up there.
All right, here we go.
We're living in a joke time, metaphor for coke time, commerce and girl men, run the whole world men, bone drunk and debauchery, old world brutality, cold world kill softly, whole world run savagely, greedy men and pride fiends, program TV screens, quick scam and drag queens, real life's been blasphemed, think twice it's past dream, crime if you ask clean, quick fast the poison has entered the bloodstream, psychological mask, the consequence is a tragedy, mythological characters, men and women is parody, superficial to vanity, borderline insanity, out of order humanity, crime committed so passively, desperados and casualties, corporations want batteries, explanations and strategies, domination and mastery. Own zones and a bankrupt, grown people so corrupt. Vice lords and yellow men, junkies of popularity. Culture so independent, vulture scavenge reality. Past feeling depravity, decaying social cavity. Preying on human ignorance, popular immorality. Symptoms of disease head, population misled. Self-indulgent past that.
Hey man, that shit nice. It's different, but it's nice. Forget that, man. I like it.
Yeah, I didn't like that super spit. I didn't like the silk shock they're full of sugar.
I like it, man.
Hey, to me, you know what's funny? It doesn't even feel like music. It felt like a piece of artwork.
Yeah, I like it, man.
I ain't like that Silk the Shocker flow.
Well, you don't like me then.
Come on, man. You know I ain't like that. So she's getting going to jail, you know, 3 months. She'll be out. She'll be all good.
Do an album in there, like, girl, like Tupac or somebody. Write some shit. We want to hear some dope Lauryn Hill shit when you come out. For real.
All right, two more. This one, three more actually. Chief Keef.
This is ridiculous.
A man kills mother over him she not knowing who Chief Keef is.
This sound like some straight brainwashing shit for real.
He killed his mama.
I don't believe that.
Florida teen kills mom for not knowing Chief Keef.
Yeah, I think they added some, man. He probably wouldn't know.
You think they just piling on Chief Keef?
Yeah, that's all that is.
It's like saying.
That's what he said. Right. They quoted him, supposedly.
Yeah, well, he's using Chief Keef as a scapegoat.
He's trying to get out of jail, not like, yeah, or get less time.
On some crazy shit. That's dude, you wanted to kill your mama this whole time.
They said he was a valedictorian at his school. He said he came in.
Right, I'm sure.
She came
he
home.
He short enough don't look like no valedictorian.
Nah, I ain't think so either.
Even though.
Him?
Yeah. They said he was a valedictorian.
That looked like Chief Keef.
So he killed his mother because his mother didn't know who he was.
Well, he said didn't they said he she came home from bringing home the groceries. He was blasting Sosa or some shit, and she said, "Who was that?" And he flipped out because she didn't know who Chief Keef was, and he killed her. He bashed her over the head with a baseball bat.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's Chief Keef and Molly mixed with something else, Ciroc maybe. You got
and crack.
You killed your mama. Dude, you out your mind.
They gonna whip his ass in jail.
They gonna get in that ass in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they gonna do.
He gonna come out like Antoine Dobson.
Well, Antoine Dobson ain't gay no more, so.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, are you gonna be like Kerry Rhodes?
Yeah, not Kerry Rhodes' boyfriend.
Kerry's boyfriend, because he gonna be taking it.
Yeah, he morning, James. Sausages, want one.
Now, these last two stories are interesting.
Okay.
Mary, husband tries to stab her husband after she found out he's cheating. For the group
the
Mary, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
And they talk about breaking up.
Tina Campbell of the group Mary Mary. She tried to stab her husband after she found out he was cheating.
Well, hey.
But he said he wanted to stay with her.
People I'm sure people, he do. Man. And make that money.
People are people.
But would you stay with somebody if you knew they were trying to stab you? They tried to stab you.
He is because she's the breadwinner. She making it money. I guarantee.
Nah, he make money too though.
Nah, I guarantee he making more money than her.
Nah, not more money than her. But he playing the band on Jimmy on
Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Yeah, no, was it Fallon?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon, right?
Jimmy Fallon, like. So nah.
No, it's tonight. Jay Leno.
It's Jay Leno. Yeah.
Oh, well, he might make some money then. He been playing for Tonight Show.
Yeah.
See, nah, he's not broke.
Yeah, he ain't broke, but yeah.
Yep. But he was from the church. That's why she said she liked him, because he was a little street, but he was a little church.
He should be used to people trying to stab him then. He worked for Death Row.
Maybe she knew that she confronted him. She had to take it to the street level because he used to be on
that's
Death
only
Row.
That's the only way that's the only way
he can understand it. Like, you know what? I was tripping. Mm-hmm. That knife made me realize something, girl. Right. How much I love
you
to stay together.
You got to grab the Gintu, though?
Yeah,
that's how
man.
Good shit.
That means you really trying to kill me, because that shit don't break.
That shit don't break.
That shit's not that shit
not
don't
the
get
Cutco.
Right. Yeah, nigga, not Vector marketing, nigga.
So yeah, that was real interesting. And the last one is Mario Williams, man. He's trying to sue his lady back for $850,000 ring.
That's real life.
Who's that?
It's a 10-carat ring though, which we know this ring has to be fake though.
Why? He said it's $785,000.
But it's a 10-carat ring though, nigga.
What's that mean?
Dude, a 10-carat ring is going to at least run you $1.5 million, at the minimum.
Man, he get that shit on the low.
No, it's valued at $875,000. Dude, it's a VS2. It's one of the worst clarities you can get for a ring, for a diamond. They got another picture on another blog where they showed it. It's cloudy as a motherfucker.
Ain't no.
Me neither. I think my
dude,
diamond.
He's an NFL player. He know, dog.
That type of money.
You got that type of money, dude. But this is my thing, though. She also had, like, was running up his credit card for
$100,000. Nigga, she spent $101,000 on this nigga's credit.
First of all, that's his fault.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's his fault.
But then
I don't feel bad for him for that.
Nah, he thought it, but...
I don't feel bad for him that.
This
he the one that gave her his American Express.
He
and
did,
just let
he
her
did,
ride.
But this is fiance, though. So...
But you can't get back from money from some shit that you...
He's not trying to get that back. He's just trying to get the money from the ring.
No, he's trying to get that back, too, though. He's trying to get the $108,000 and then $230,000.
Nah.
That's what he's trying to get back.
Hold on.
I'll read it directly to you. It says, Williams presented the engagement ring to Marizuki, which is a chick. She ain't even cute, though, too, just for the record.
For real?
In 2012, according to the lawsuit, he also gave her an American Express card, which he charged $108,000 during 2012 and additional luxury items valued at about $230,000.
Right.
However, Marizuki has unilaterally terminated the engagement and has refused to request to return the diamond engagement, which he has a promise to
right, and that's
engagement
what I'm saying. It's just the engagement ring. He's just trying to get the ring back because it's in the contract. Like, bitch, if you skip, I'm getting that shit back. That's $785,000.
He shouldn't have ever gotten it brought in the beginning.
No, that was his fault.
That was his fault.
I mean, he thought he was doing right by his chick.
Yeah.
But that shit.
If you don't, I mean, dude, it's a courtesy when a chick give you back the ring, though, honestly.
Not if you put the shit in the contract, nigga.
What contract?
It's in the contract. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's his law for that state. I thought thinking
it is.
It depends on what state it is. You have to give. You have.
That's
to
what I'm
back,
saying.
Please.
But no, it's in the contract. It says. where is that?
No, he put a restraining order and permanent injunction preventing Marzuki or associates from selling or damaging the ring or keeping any proceeds from the sale of the ring. Yeah. So he you know he ain't.
That's what I'm saying. Where's the lawsuit? Because it says something like it was in, it's like it's something about her skipping. Like if she didn't.
Yeah, she just, if she tries to sell it or damage it, you know, she can't do that.
Right.
Now,
but
until the case is over.
Scroll down more. It was at the bottom. It says something to the effect of like with her not getting married, she does not get to keep the ring. Like that was the one thing that he made sure he had in the contract.
But what a contract? What the fuck, the kind of contract?
It's like, it's the prenup.
They never got married, though, so how that prenup wouldn't be existing if they never got married.
Where is that?
It's just requested to bring the diamond ring back. They ain't got that in a lot. He just trying to get it back on some humbug shit.
Nigga, he's not going to get that shit back anyway.
No.
Under a conditional gift rule.
Yeah, that's just something like about a state. Because that normally, supposedly in the state, though, if the engagement breaks off, you have to give back the ring, but you don't have to. It just depends on your situation.
That's crazy.
He shouldn't have been. Come on, man. You just letting her do all this, man. And you, Javon, would you expect the ring back, man?
I mean, nah, not for real, though.
I mean, you would
something
think
like
it, they'd be
nah.
cool about it, though, but.
Nah,
I wouldn't
expect it back. I mean, shit, I bought a engagement ring for you.
Yeah.
Shit, do what you want to do with it.
Well, yeah, you know.
Damn, $1 million?
Yeah, shit. I'm saying, if you're trying to cut all ties, just don't buy the next chick at the $1 million ring. You gotta buy her like a $10,000.
She ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, you should have learned his lesson on that. And she ain't even cute, man. That's even more interesting. She ain't even bad. Let me show y'all a picture of
her.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull her up right quick.
Yeah, bring her name so you see what their face look like.
Here we go on some images. She look plain as a motherfucker, don't she?
Yeah, dog. She ain't getting that 1 minute. I might have to ask for that back from her.
Oh, you talking about how she look after you see how she look?
No. Okay,
bitch, you don't even deserve no 70.
I gave you a chance. It wasn't the other way around.
Like, she's not cute, though, B.
I think she all right, but she ain't. That's the ring?
Nigga, y'all want to see somebody who you would throw your shit for a loop, nigga.
What?
Y'all should look at a kick-ass wife, girlfriend. The nigga that play Kick-Ass?
Mm. What is his name? Is she bad?
No, she's like 45.
No. The main character from Kick-Ass?
Yeah, putting Kick-Ass girlfriend.
She can't be 45. He
watch.
He's
like 24.
Let me find it. I can find his name. Oh, no. 19 and...
Told you, 43.
Damn, his chick 43, dog.
And how old is he?
Well, it says 19 in this, but let me see what year
he's like 22, 23. Now.
Oh, you're around our age.
No. She 43, dog. And she pregnant. She didn't.
She look like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's her. Kick ass. This is from 2010. Kick ass star Aaron Johnson said he's excited about the baby. He and artist, director, girlfriend Sam Taylor Wood, 43, are expecting this summer. Well, he just said, fuck Justin Timberlake. I'm going around that
shit.
Right.
I'm on Joan Rivers. This nigga got an old. You got an old. Nigga, at least get you somebody like shit.
Joan Rivers.
At least get one of the Kardashians. Damn. I guess, man.
Yeah, she got a 13 and a 3-year-old already.
Shit, she should have a 27-year-old.
Dude, her fucking oldest son is only 6 years younger than her husband, or boyfriend, whatever the fuck he is.
He just a grown dude, man.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, fucking, man. It is what it is.
They're going to be divorced soon.
Well, also, we finna wrap it on up.
Okay.
Everyone, get your tickets for Class Clowns at classclowns.com.
Clowns with a K.
RosterLineUp.com. And let us know everybody's on that roster again.
Oh, man, we got a dope roster lined up, man. First off, we have hailing from St. Louis, Missouri. Super funny, hilarious, Mr. Frank Lyles. We also have comedian extraordinaire from Kansas City, man. Super funny, one of Kansas City Kings of Comedy. My boy Bobby J. And also from the Midwest, by way of Detroit. Super funny dude. Y'all done seen him on Bad Boys of Comedy, Comic View, Def Comedy Jam, Mr. Howie Bell. You can go check some of his stuff out online. He got some stuff on YouTube. And then we got the Cypher, too, right afterwards, which we are banging out, man. We got Leroy Jenkins, D-Mac, A-Verb, Tefpo, and King. That's going to be a super dope cypher. So,
That's some nasty cypher right there.
Yeah, it's going to be super nasty. So
that's a nasty cypher. All right. Where can you drip on Twitter?
You can get me up on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, JOVANBIBBS.
Teddy, where they get you up at?
60-sec marathon, 60-SECMARETHON.
Reminisce, where can I hit you up at?
DJ Reminisce, no C, 10 at Gmail.
Yeah, people do be like, man, I was trying to hit up Reminisce on Twitter, man, but how's he spelled it?
No C.
No C. Hit me up as well on Dick Game. Hit us up on our Twitter.
No, Mr. C.
At Straight OLC. Hit us up on our Facebook page, which is starting to get jumping more, man. People be putting pictures up there and everything for us to laugh at and stuff. So we turning up over at our fan page on Facebook at Straight Outta Low Cash over there. Email us at straightolc@gmail.com. As well, you can shoot us voicemails. Want some more voicemails, more feedback that way. You can give us a call at 206-339-0966. And if you want to donate as well, shoot it to us at straightolc.podbean.com if you want to put a couple of dollars in our pockets. And we'll be back next week. We'll be on, any topics, anything next week y'all want to cover?
No, not for real, but I didn't get a chance to say this last week. Yeah, man. RIP to Chris Kelly, Rock, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely. I was saying this, though. You know, it's kind of feel like when you grow up with stars like that, like, you know, we all pretty much grew up with all the same time, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
with Chris Cross.
Definitely.
I even got a chance to go to a Chris Cross concert when it came to the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
It was MC Lyte's birthday the day when they had it, because I remember Jermaine Dupri, you know, she was out rapping and Jermaine Dupri brought her back on stage, like, you know, before she get off, y'all, I want y'all to give it up for what we gonna sing. We sang happy birthday to MC Lyte, man, that's pretty dope. But then Chris Cross came out, and then like that day, I rode in the car with my mom's, and I let my little brother get in the front seat. And that was kind of like, I had my pants on regular when I got in the car with her.
Oh, so you switched them.
I turned my pants around the back seat, because I knew she wasn't going to let me wear my motherfucking pants like that. Dude, as soon as we got out of the car, she said, well, if you don't get yourself back in the car, put them pants on the right way. I'm like, but they're going to see my underwear. She said, I don't care. It was people walking past the car, female. And I wasn't wearing a box of briefs. I was wearing a regular drawers, dude.
Tidy whitey.
Yeah, so I had to take my damn pants off and turn them around in the car. But yeah, the concert was dope, man. It was definitely a time of my life where I could just honestly say, like, you know, Chris Cross back in the day was one of my favorite groups out, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like the kid group that made you feel grown a little bit. You like, all the young kids rocking it with the grown ups. You know what I'm saying? They
even had beef and stuff with other artists.
Yeah, with Another Bad Creation.
It's any legal.
Don't try to
any
compare
legal.
Us with Another Bad Little Fat. Like, so, dude, R.I.P. Chris Kelly, man. Salute,
you
brother.
You see that video, though, that they had
Thanks
him right
for
before
blessing
he
our
told
childhood.
He died?
Huh?
Y'all see that video of him like high and stuff before he supposedly died?
Well, they said, yeah, they said this video.
I don't know if it was or not, though.
Yeah, that was just him rapping and stuff in his house.
Yeah.
His house looked pretty cool.
That's though. What I was going to say. His house looked straight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think it might have been more fucked up.
What?
No, just because you haven't heard from him in a while. You know?
Right, just because you ain't heard from him in a while. But no, he had his plaques and shit on the walls and stuff, so it looked. Yeah.
That's still sad, though. He OD'd on heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, man.
They call it, not speedballing.
Speedball.
It is speedballing, right. Yeah. It is speedballing, yeah. And well, don't be speedballing out there, folks.
At all. Don't do nothing that involves poisoning your body, man. Like, for real. We're losing too many people out here at a young age and stuff like that. Like, and then another thing, too, Russell Simmons put up a good point. He said online, like, internet bullying. Because I know it was a point in time where
the alopecia
thing. And not to say that, you know, that was the reason for him killing himself or nothing like that. But when people go through stuff, man, like, I think us, we look at celebrities like they're superhumans. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are real people, too.
Yeah.
And, like some people get online like the troll and all that kind of stuff and, you know, throw hate out there. But sometimes look at it like this, like you a human. This is a human. Just they just have maybe more fame than what you get, what you got. And you don't know what they're going through, man. Like, so kind of like be normal. You don't got to always try to throw a harpoon and kill somebody, whatever they going for. Like, you know, dogging them out about the alopecia. That was cool. Like, I laughed about it a little bit. I'm like, he tried to downplay like it was a bald spot, but it wasn't just a bald spot. I'm like, dude, you had braids around a big patch and missing and stuff.
Yeah, but some people
like really, really went in. So just be conscious of what you do, man, and how it can affect somebody, in, you know, just in their everyday life. But yeah, RIP Chris Kelly, man. I'm Javon Bibbs. I'm up.
We'll be back next week, Straddle Cash.
Bye.